Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Tuesday morning, and it's 6:30. That's Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2014. Let's get it all in, shall we? As you can possibly hear, it's a bit blustery where I am. It's been like this for most of the night. In fact, not most of the night, it's been like this all bloody night. We're in the Lake District on our 3-day epic. Myself and Dean Reed, Audioboo's very own Dean Reed, and another chap was with us called Andy. And we are currently camped at Scales Tarn, which is just at the bottom of Blencathra. We set off last night and pretty much as soon as we came onto the high level, we were hit by a huge hailstorm. I don't think I have seen anything like it. It was probably, the winds were probably 30, 40 mile an hour winds, but the hail was like bloody frozen peas. It was quite painful, but incredibly good fun. Certainly give us a good Lake District welcome. So that was looking like it was pretty much set for a while, and we kind of had to decide, did we have enough time, enough light, and did we want to in the current weather get to the top of Blencathra and beyond last night? Bear in mind, we were going to have a fair old trek to find anywhere that was sheltered once we were over the top, or were we going to drop down to the tarn, which we all assumed would be sheltered because it's literally sort of in a horseshoe, with the sort of the main body of the mountain behind us, directly behind us, and then it's sort of the two sort of ridges come down and flank it on either side. So we thought it would be sheltered. We're on the leeward side of the wind, of the hill. But we were a bit wrong. It's hammered us all night. It seems to be kind of swirling around the bowl that we're in, so it's coming at you from all angles, so you can't even sort of position your tent to kind of fend it off. It's just coming at you from everywhere, and the rain, as you can probably hear as well, is driving in now as well. It's coming in little squalls at the minute. We're getting sort of 10 or 15 minutes of peace and quiet, and then it's just squalling up and kicking our backsides again. So yeah, interesting night. And I had a bit of a comedy of errors last night. I managed to break my tent. The zip on my tent shelter, whatever you want to call it, it's got two doors, front and rear. And rip the zip fastener off. Well, rather the wind did, but it was kind of my silly fault that it happened, because I was trying to do something I shouldn't. I'm just trying to peg this door back down, stop it from flapping so much. Bloody hell. So yes, I've slept in a tent in a raging storm with the door open. Dean's managed to fashion some sort of pegging system to kind of peg the two halves of the door down, and we plonked a rock on the top, and that's held, but there's a great big gap in between the two flaps that is just Yeah, it's not provided me with much shelter, let's just say that much. And I spent half the night hanging on to the other door, which kept unpegging itself and flapping around in the gales. So it's been an eventful night with not much sleep. And now the rain is hammering through the hole in the door, and all my kit's getting wet. Fantastic. I'm not complaining, as you might gather. I'm quite enjoying myself, but I would prefer it if it was slightly calmer and I had a fully functional tent. That would be a good thing. So anyway, I'm going to eat my porridge and drink my coffee. It's now, yeah, well, obviously I told you it was half past 6, wasn't it? It's 27 now. And we really could do with getting cleared out. Well, I would normally say getting cleared out before all the tourists arrive, but I think they'll all be staying in their B&Bs this morning. I can't see them coming out here because it's nicht so nice at all. So anyway, I'll leave it at that for now. Hope you're all well. Thank you once again for listening, and I'll no doubt come back and update you all later on, hopefully in calmer conditions. This is bonk. Bye bye, people.